Hi, I'm John. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the director of our provincial churches. At Victory, we are committed to plant churches all over the Philippines, believing that together we can disciple this nation. Hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Malaking karangalan po na makapag-share ng word sa inyo lahat. Papasok po ako rito. Talaga nakita ko yung napakaraming tao enthusiastic to really attend church. Sobrang encourage ako ng faith po ninyo lahat. So, praise God. When I was telling my friends I was preaching, syempre, sobrang busy ko, kararating ko lang galing India. And so, I was talking to them, I called my senior pastor friends, oh, are you preaching this Sunday? Gusto ko lang magbabounce ng idea. Ano bang tak nila? How do they approach? Ah, hindi po ako magpipreach, campus po namin. Nakalima na yata ako na tawag, puro campus. Oh, nga pala, campus series pala ngayon, but this is the only time I had this opportunity. So I took advantage of this time. So huwag po kayo mag-alala, pag-aralan po natin today si Elijah at sa Elisha. So hindi bali kung ang preacher natin hindi si Elisha, pwede naman Elijah, di ba? Sabi mo, last week ikaw rin nag-preach, di ba? Oh, different spirit, today we will talk about portion. Ayun. So, ang week 1 po natin last week is different spirit. Napakaganda po nito. 12 spies, yung 10 nagbigay ng accurate report pero iba yung perspective nila. Iba yung pagka-report nila. Iba yung pananaw nila. Nakita nila, mas nakita nila yung problema kaysa sa opportunity. Mas nakita nila gaano kalaki yung kalaban kaysa sa kung gaano kalaki yung kanilang Panginoon Diyos. At natuwa po ako na mayroong dalawa, si Joshua at si Caleb, na sila po ay ibang spirit. They rose above their circumstances. At alam niyo po ba, lahat po tayo dapat ganun. We are rising above our circumstances. Kung kailan lahat nawawala ng pag-asa, nagre-reklamo, dapat we should rise above that. Amen po ba? Pag ganun po kayo, you speak faith. In the midst of difficulty, you look to God for hope. Kayo po ay merong kakaibang spirit. Yan po yung different spirit. And I will not expound on that. I'm sure Pastor Jonathan have eloquently explained to us that message last week. But today, we will look at double portion. Natutuwa lang ulit ako, gusto lang i-emphasize, bakit napakahalaga? 70% kasi ng buong Asia at Pilipinas ay below 30. God promised that He will pour out His Spirit on the youth. Acts 2:17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Especially young men and young women. Old men will dream dreams, but young men will see visions. God will give them a prophetic vision for this nation. God is gonna raise them up. They are not just the future, they are the present. They are our greatest asset. If majority ng kabataan, if they are the majority of our population, we should give importance and value to them today. Failure to build on the next generation will lead to tragic loss of everything we've gained. Ito po yung problema ng Korea. Kung meron po tayong mga Koreano dito, pag-pray din po natin. Sapagkat, mas nananaig yung K-pop culture kaysa sa church culture. If you are not winning the next generation, magkakaproblema po tayo. Alam mo, last week, pinag-usapan natin si Caleb at saka si Joshua. Matindi si Joshua. In his days, everyone served the Lord. Not a single promise of God failed. But in Judges 2:10, it says, in just one generation, a new generation rose that do not know God nor what He had done for Israel. Hindi po naitawid yung faith. Because they were not able to transfer their faith to the next generation. Whatever gains we have today, we will lose it all. Kaya crucial po ang mga kabataan. Hindi po natin sila pwedeng maliitin or we will just neglect them. We are building intentionally the next generation for success to serve God's purpose in their generation. Ang pangarap po natin, kaya nga double portion, masurpass pa nila lahat na na-achieve natin. Mas magiging matindi sila. Kung na-achieve namin ito lang, dapat ang ma-achieve nila mas sobra-sobra pa. Because of the gift of double portion, double blessing, so that they will become salt and light God intended them to be, to burn brighter in this dark perverse, and evil world. When we talk of next generation, what we're really thinking is legacy. Yan po talaga yung pinag-uusapan natin dito. Tingnan nyo lang ito. Genesis 11:26, ang pagkasabi dito, the account of Terah. Sino si Terah? Tatay ni Abraham. Alam nyo ba ang sumunod? Alam mo pag sinabi mong the account, the story of Terah. So pag sinabi mo yan, ang ini-expect mong ikukwento yung buhay ni Terah. Kasi yun ang introduction eh. The account of Terah. Pero 6 verses about Terah followed by 11 chapters about his son Abraham. Teka muna, kala ko ba account ni Terah? Pero 11 chapters kay Abraham. Tingnan nyo itong isa. Genesis 25:11. The account of Isaac. Isang chapter kay Isaac, 11 chapters kay Esau, anak niya, si Esau at saka si Jacob. Nakatch niyo ba? Chapter 37 verse 2, the account of Jacob, one verse about Jacob, followed by 14 chapters about Joseph. Mga kapatid, when we talk about legacy, we are talking about next generation. Kayo mga committed ngayon, on fire tayo, parang Korean church, grabe mag-pray, grabe mag-intense, pero pag hindi na inaitawid, yan ang problema ngayon sa Korea. Ang youth nila, medyo hindi humabol doon sa faith ng mga magulang nila. Magkakaproblema po tayo. Sila na yung may mga pinakamalaking simbahan, pinakamaraming missionary yung nasend. Parang Joshua generation. Sila lang talaga yung nag-enjoy. Hindi nila na pass on a legacy sa next generation. Failure tayo pag hindi natin naitawid ito sa next generation. Kaya today, when we look at double portion, what I'm really talking about, I'll subtitle this, Building a Legacy. Yan po yung pag-uusapan natin. Ang text po natin, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. May I ask everyone to just please stand. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I'm taken from you. And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so. May this is the word of the Lord. Go ahead and take your seats. Quick background. Ito pong 1 Kings and 2 Kings covers 3 big periods. Ang una pong period is a kingdom under a united monarchy, a united kingdom under David, until it came to a head na nag-split po, which led us now, sorry, to the second period, which is the divided monarchy of Israel, 10 tribes, and Judah, 2 tribes in the south. And then finally, the third era or period is the remaining kingdom of Judah, all because of their backslidden condition. 1 Kings recounts the ministry of the prophet Elijah. Wala pa po si Elijah dito, si Elijah muna. Among the northern 10 tribes of Israel, confronting them with their idolatry, performing mighty miracles, and calling the nation of Israel towards repentance. But also somewhere in the 1 Kings chapter 19 is the calling of Elisha. Dito po natin makakita na mahal na mahal ni Lord si Elijah. Bakit? Tingnan nyo ah. And the Lord said to him, go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola, you shall anoint to be a prophet in your place. Hindi po ito random na napili lang siya ni Elijah. Ito po ay utos ng Panginoon, inimpress ni Lord sa kanya, I want you to anoint this king, anoint that king, but also anoint this guy because he will be your successor as a prophet. Alam niyo bakit? ayaw ni Lord na mapawala, mapawalang silbi yung work ni Elijah. The only way to preserve the continuity of the legacy is to build on the next generation. Yan po to, ito po yung picture. And in verse 15 and 16, and the Lord said, okay, ayan, may gusto lang po akong i-point out, no? It says, you are not a success without a successor. Grabing exploits na ginawa ni Elijah. Pero, mapabawalang bahala lahat itong bagay na to. If he does not have a successor to continue, it will be another story of exploits of another man. Pero pag tinanong mo, so nasaan na yung ginawa niya? Wala na. Pero nung panahon niya, we're not interested with that story. We want a continuity. Yung ginagawa natin ngayon is a heritage built upon faithful men and women who have sacrificed, who have labored, just like today, who prayed, who give, who go. And because of that, we have received a rich legacy today. Hindi po tayo self-made Christians. We are built on the sacrifice and the prayers and the faithfulness of so many other Christian leaders before us. Sini-celebrate po natin yung faithfulness nila, kaya po tayo nandito today. And I hope we don't drop the ball in our generation. At kung hindi pa po dumating si Lord sa time natin, sana sa susunod na henerasyon, mas lalo silang in love kay Jesus, on fire kay Jesus, mas dapat, mas marami pa silang gagawin o mas malapit na nilang tapusin ang gawain para ma-reach natin ang buong mundo. Pero take note, it says, and the Lord said, minsan po, kala natin dahil faithfully na disciple tayo ng small group leader natin o hinikayat po tayo ng isang campus missionary or baka pastor po natin, at tayo po ay where we are today because of them. Maybe they were instrumental, but at the end of the day, our calling is not dependent on man. Our calling is dependent on the Lord. Amen po ba? It's the Lord who said. Romans 11:29 says, the gift and the calling of God is irrevocable. Permanent po yan. Bago ka pa po pinanganak, alam na ni Lord ang plano niya sa buhay mo. Psalm 139 tells us that all the days ordained for you are written in God's book. Hindi po kayo aksidente. Kahit sasabihin pa ng magulang mo, alam mo, tatlo lang talaga, nagpaano na nga ako, vasectomy. Pero lumabas ka pa rin eh. Para bang aksidente ka? Walang aksidente kay Lord. Alam mo, minsan yung upbringing natin, katulad ng story kanina, galit siya sa tatay niya. I don't deserve this. Wala pa rin aksidente kay God. Everything will be turned for His glory pa rin. Kahit na masakit ang past natin, wala aksidente kay Lord. Kung ano man ang dinaanan mo, kung magiging tama ang puso mo, marunong ka mag-forgive, God can turn things around for good. Amen ba? So, balik tayo sa verse 19. So, inutusan niya si Elisha. Now, Elisha departed from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him and was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. Wala po siyang kamuhang-muhang. He's just doing his business, just going through life, normal. And then Elijah arrived, put his cloak around him. That putting of cloak is symbolic of the passing of leadership mantle. Now that doesn't mean leader na agad siya. You will have to go through a period of mentorship. Okay? Remember na fulfill po ito sa 2 Kings chapter 2. Yan po yung pinaka-text talaga natin. Ito po background lang para maintindihan natin na hindi random ito. Verse 21, and he returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Ang tawag ko po dito, resolve. No turning back. Talaga nung tinawag po siya, nakita niya, this is from the Lord, immediately. Talagang yung oxen niya, talagang niluto niya yung mga ox ng mga equipments niya at binigay niya sa mga tao and then he followed Elijah. Naalala ko tuloy, isang matalik na kaibigan. Kilala po ninyo, iba sa inyo, Because naging pastor din po siya dito. Nung kabataan pa niya, hindi kayo maniwala, tingnan niyo naman yung mukha niya. Si Doc Demi ba yan? Tingnan niyo naman kung, I don't know how many years ago that was. Ako po yan. Many years ago. Nabalitaan ko si Doc Demi, bago, doktor, siga, surgeon, may-ari ng hospital, kabuborn again lang. Wow! Siga. Sabi ko, sama ko kaya sa Cambodia to. To this day, sinisisi pa rin po niya na sinira ko daw yung buhay niya. Because when he went to Cambodia, he cannot stop crying. Sabi niya, I cannot live my life if I do not end up serving here. And he's been in Cambodia 13 years. Siya po yung rookie missionary na pumunta sa Cambodia when he was 50 years old. Grabe, no? Even at that age, God could use him. Both him and his wife are medical doctors. Buti na lang, gumanda na yung aura niya nung nagkasama siya dito sa team dito sa Alabang. Diba? Tingnan nyo naman, bright na yung mukha. Kita mo naman dyan, hindi po yan. Sabog, ano lang, naantok lang si pa. Doc Demi. Hanggang po siya'y na-ordain. Ito yung matinding story dyan. He left everything behind. Sold his hospital. There is no assurance of the future. Just went to Cambodia, sacrificed everything. Grabe. He served there for 13 years, but he served here also for 7 years as pastor. Responsible for creating the work in Cavite, Das Marinas. Grabe ang expansion. Matinding mga leaders na raised ni Doc Dem. Nakakatuwa isipin. 2 Kings chapter 2, which is our text, focus on a legacy transfer. Ito po yung crucial, yung pagpasa ng baton. Okay? To his successor, Elisha. The passing of the baton or legacy of faith, this is a picture of the passing of the baton or the legacy of faith from Elijah to Elisha, which is the next generation. Siguro nakita nyo, you've watched Victory. You've seen us, how we've honored the next generation. And now many of them are stepping in to become senior leaders. I was the one who put Pastor Gilbert, install him when he was a student. I said, from now on, you will be the senior pastor of UPLB. Imagine that. And today, boss namin siya lahat. He is the head. Ganun katindi. It's a powerful statement that when we realize we're aging, we need a younger leader, ipapakita natin na marunong din kami sumunod sa mas bata. Because the hand of God. Makikita natin mga senior pastor, grabe yung mga palitan dito. Because we do not want to, kasi ang normal na ano, pag pastor ka, you hold on to the position. Buhay ko to. No, church ni Jesus to. Amen ba? We are servants. Whatever God wants, however the Lord wants to use us. Yan yung amazing talaga sa culture ng Victory pastors natin. Pag sinabing, bro, pwede ka ba dito? Sige. If you feel like that is the best season I could serve, yes, let's do it. This speaks of the importance of mentorship, spiritual succession, passing of leadership, and for Elisha, a desire for a double portion. Paliwanag ko mamaya sa inyo, bakit siya may desire for that? So three things. How to build a legacy. One, you have to go through a period of mentoring. This I call a foundation of legacy. Hindi po natin pwede i-bypass ito na dahil sobrang galing ka, bigla ka na lang CEO, bigla ka na lang senior pastor. You go through periods of mentorship. Talking here about the journey of Elijah and Elisha. Both of them were faithful to the call. Why? Elijah obeyed God in calling, putting his cloak on Elisha. Elisha had to make a decision to burn things and to follow Elijah and to serve him. Makikita natin, no? Dalawa, nag-reciprocate sila. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven, by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Nag-jump na lang po ako sa verse 4. Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Tinatawag po ako ni, dito ka lang. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Makikita mo yung persistence niya. Ayoko po mag-relax. Okay lang po ako. Kahit po nasa background lang ako, I'll be with you. Verse 6. Then Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. Important lessons. Elijah had been Elijah's servant for 7 to 8 years at this point. Elijah knew Elijah's days on earth is almost over. So he faithfully and persistently followed Elijah as he accomplished God's remaining task. He watched how God showed his power and his faithfulness to Elijah. He never dishonored him. He respected him. He served him. Despite being urged to say 3 times, di ba? In Bethel, in Jordan, and in Jericho, Elisha insisted on remaining with Elijah till the end, and it paid off. It demonstrates Elisha's humility to learn as much as he could from his mentor and his faithfulness to God's call. Elisha's posture is a good pattern, a good example for us to eagerly learn from those who have been walking with the Lord ahead of us. Ang tanong po natin ganito, kayo po ba, may nagme-mentor po ba sa inyo? If you want to build a legacy in your life, hindi po dapat tayo self-made lang. At the least, dapat ang small group leader po ninyo, yan po ang isa sa mga tao na gagamitin ni Lord na sana mag-build sa buhay ninyo. Tuwa ako nung pumasok ko, may mga nagpipray, may mga nagka-counsel. Yan po ang dapat nangyayari. Where we build into each other's lives. Kasi at one point, yung pong taong nag-build sa inyo, nag-encourage, nagpipray, sila din po ay mentor at one time. Kaya sila naging small group leader. Amen po ba? Ang maganda sa Victory, lahat tayo pwede maging small group leader. Maging faithful lang po tayo ngayon, one day we can have our own. And we can be that Elijah to a younger Elisha. So, this teaches the value of steadfastness and faithfulness. We must remain committed to God and His calling in our lives, pursuing our goals with determination. On Elijah's part, he knew his time on earth was ending. So, we are looking at Elisha being faithful to Elijah because he knew his time will come. But on Elijah's part, he knew his time will come. He better prepare Elisha also. Nakita ba natin? Pareho po yan. Hindi lang po trabaho nung isa na siya lang taga-mentor. Ikaw rin na mentee, faithful ka din. To receive, humble ka din. To receive that impartation. To take up that mantle. We have to be very intentional in preparing, equipping the next generation to serve the call of God in their lives. Ito po ang mga leaders. Once upon a time, I was a founding pastor of Malate. Isipin niyo po ha, yan po yan, in a church of less than 100, imagine niyo itong congregation na to, ilan na tayo dito kaya ngayon? Ilan seating nito? Ang dami nito. Imagine ang 100, siguro ganyan lang, kapiranggot lang siguro, ganyan 100, when we started the church. Would you believe? Because mentorship was intentional. In my mind, I thought, one day they might become pastors, executives, leaders in industry. I better prepare them. I'm not just pastoring them. I try to train them to become leaders. My greatest goal in life was for them to turn out to become the greatest leaders to fulfill God's call. Alam niyo ba? I just to mention only a few. Si Ado, alam niyo naman yan. High caliber leader. He is the one who works with VMM. He is troubleshooting. Kung may mga problema tayo sa churches, he come in as interim pastor. Nixon and Eva Nang, they are pastors in Malate. Head director of our ENLI. CJ and Mai, senior pastors of U-Belt. Jonathan and Riza, of course at one time, senior pastors of church as well. Pastor Richie is now the pastor of Malate. Donnie and Janet, the leader of our Visayan region. William, the leader of our Saudi, 7 cities. John and Let, you know them, at one point VPC. Julius and Jane, leader in our senior pastors in Jordan. Joseph, at one point champions for Christ. Dan and Ann, Pakistan. Jason and Adora, they're the much younger one, Taiwan. Kalahati lang po yung chiner ko. Who would ever imagine? When they came, they were just ordinary people. They were just a bunch of students. But because they were so intentional discipleship and training, they all become world-class leaders. Hallelujah. Second is transition. Tatlo lang po ito. Sharing the legacy. The request of a double blessing and promise. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I'm taken from you. And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me. In Hebrew po, double portion means pei sheyanim. It means two parts or twofold, not double quantity, but double impact. Yan po yung double portion. Double impact. Bakit? Wow. Mas matindi. Lumalaki po yung mundo natin, mas magiging challenging. Kaya yung mga leaders natin na nare-raise up, dapat mas magiging mas magaling pa sa atin. Amen ba? Lahat ng mga dinidisciple, hindi po tayo insecure na, uy, mas magaling na siya sa akin ha. Dapat nga, magiging 10 times pa sila mas magaling sa atin. Amen ba? Our prayer and our desire is that they will supersede. They will become more successful. They will achieve more, far more than what we have ever achieved. Yan po yung heart and dream natin sa next generation. Elisha's request for double portion was referenced in Deuteronomy 21, where the oldest son would become the family leader, and that means he also is granted the share of double inheritance, double blessing for the purpose of spiritual leadership or spiritual influence. A deep desire for God, a greater anointing to serve. In the end, Elisha did twice as many miracles. Do you know that? Recorded 28, whereas Elijah, his mentor, had 14. What's the purpose of double portion? So he could fulfill God's highest purpose for his life. The only thing there is that it was not in the hands of Elijah to grant Elisha's request because the answer had to come from the Lord. So verse 9 says, and what shall I do for you? Ask what I shall do for you. This was an open invitation for Elijah to ask for whatever he wanted. Do you know that this is similar to Solomon? God appeared to Solomon in a dream at alam niyo ba ang exact word in 1 Kings 3:5, ask what I shall give you. Di ba na-impress si Lord? Wow, he could have asked for the destruction of his enemies. He could have asked for wealth. But you know what? When offered everything, Elisha didn't seek for wealth, fame, power, status. All he wanted was, Lord, give me, basta Solomon, give me wisdom to lead this multitude of people you've entrusted to me. Si Elisha naman, Lord, just give me anointing, double portion, so I could fulfill your purpose and your calling for my life. Hindi po selfish. Para po to serve others. Verse 10, and he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, parang sinasabi niya, Elisha, ito na lang. Pag ako nakita mo, when the Lord would take me, that means God's hand, God granted your request. Pero pag hindi, sorry na lang. Bahala na si Lord. But he was able to witness it. This was a request Elijah could not guarantee. God alone can determine what portion of his spirit would be given to Elisha. So instead of trying to fit Elisha into the mold, mag-ingat din po tayo na as mentors, hindi po natin minamanipulate. We are not creating them in our image, but in the image of Jesus. Steward po tayo. Amen po ba? Kayo yung mga language na, mga, huwag mo kalimutan kung wala ka dyan, kung hindi dahil sa akin, yan po yung mga hindi dapat makita sa marinig sa vocabulary natin. Amen po ba? That is a voice of an insecure leader. Privilege po tayo. Napakapag-invest tayo sa buhay ng mga younger leaders natin. That they'll be able to become great leaders in the future. And so in God's generous nature, granted Elisha double portion, and the ministry of Elijah continued and expanded. A powerful reminder that God's ways are higher than our ways. As God calls us to invest in the next generation, yes, God wants us to love them, nurture them, build them, raise them to become leaders. But the Lord wants us to entrust these men and women we're discipling to Him. I think this is also a lesson to parents. Let's do all we can for our kids, but let's not manipulate them and let them do things. Dahil frustrated architect ka, kailangan maging architect sila o maging doctor sila. If you mentor them well and they love and they honor you and they also are passionate for the things you're passionate, by all means. But if you have a different desire, kailangan magsabi rin tayo, Lord, ito yung gusto ko, pero let your will be done. Amen po ba? As long as na-raise up natin sila ng tama, may character, may values, may good judgment, alam natin, magiging successful sila sa buhay. God has a plan for them. He will faithfully provide for them. Huwag tayo mag-alala. Just as He provided for Elisha. May we faithfully do our part, then trust the Lord to do His part in their lives. And finally, empower. Experiencing the legacy. And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck water, saying, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? This is now where the rubber meets the road. This is now he knows if he indeed got double portion. And when he saw the cloak of Elijah fell, he got it. And when he struck it into the Jordan River, the water was poured to one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. So meron po transfer ng mantle. Alam niyo ba, nakikita niyo na pag may i-install tayo, nililay hands natin. Because it is a biblical picture, a pattern of a transferring of mantle, an impartation. As Elijah was taken up to heaven, he drops his mantle, which is a symbol of his prophetic authority and power. Elijah picks it up and receives a double portion of Elijah's spirit. This passing of the mantle highlights the principle of spiritual succession. Alam nyo, maaaring magkaibigan lang kayo, makabasketball mo lang yan, kabiru mo lang yan. But men, pag na-anoint ni Lord yan, kaibigan mo pa rin yan, pero iba na yung anointing yan. They become a totally different person. I realized when in 1986, among my peers, I knew then, when I was set in, I was a different person. They are still my friends, hindi po ako mayabang, hindi po lumaki ulo ko, pero makikita mo iba na yung level ng anointing na feel mo. And you have to steward that. And you have to be faithful with that. Likewise, God raises up leaders and equips them to carry on His work. We too must be mindful of that responsibility to pass on the mantle of faith to those who will come after us. Ito po napakagandang picture papakita ko sa inyo. Yan po, ako po yung nag-start ng Malati Church. Pinasa ko po kay Pastor Jonathan. He pastored the church for 7 years. Pinasa niya po yan kay Pastor Nixon, Dr. Nixon, 13 years. At pinasa po namin kay Pastor Richie, which he is now pastor. Sorry, 7 years pinojeko kasi sinama ko yung pandemic. 5 years lang pala siya. Magsi-6 years. I just clarified it. Isn't that great? Ang nakapagtaka lang doon, bakit puti lahat ng buhok nila? Yun lang, hindi ko maintindihan. So nung tinanong ko sila, sabi niya, bro, ikaw yung cause ng pagputi ng buhok namin. Ah, ganun po ba? Sorry. So yan po yung, di ba napakaganda nung ganyan? Di ba di nyo ba nakita napakaganda niyan? Karamihan di, gera. Bago mo pasa, gera. Hindi eh. Because we have prepared the next generation. And there's no telling who will be the next guy after Pastor Richie. Not only transfer of mantle, but transfer of power. After receiving Elijah's mantle, Elijah performed miracles that confirm the presence of God anointing. He parts the waters of the Jordan in verse 14. He purifies the water of Jericho in verse 21. He defeats a group of mocking youths in verse 24. This miracle demonstrates that Elisha has indeed received a double portion of Elijah's spirit. Likewise, when we walk closely with God and carry His mantle of faith, we will experience His power and see His hand at work in and through us. Tapos may confirmation pa po. Makikita natin dito, not only once but twice. This was acknowledged by the sons of the prophets who witnessed the events and acknowledged Elisha's new position. 2 Kings 2:15, now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. This act affirmed the transition of the prophetic office from Elijah to Elisha, as well as the fulfillment of Elisha's request. Grabe. The miracles, the power, the anointing validated that to the point that even the school of prophets recognizes the anointing that's on his life. We conclude with this one last thought. The whole of 2 Kings chapter 2 really highlights a powerful testament of the faithfulness of God in raising up a new leader and passing on the mantle of faith to the next generation. It showcases to us the importance of faith, humility, obedience, perseverance, and the continuation of God's work through successive generations. Sana po maging faithful po tayo in terms of discipling, praying, supporting, encouraging next generation leader as we expect God's power and presence to manifest in their lives. Amen po ba? Father, thank you. Thank you for our next generation leaders. Thank you for entrusting us with young people, Lord God, who loves you with all their hearts. Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Where many young people, their interests are totally different. God is not even in the picture in their lives. But Lord, you have set eternity in their hearts. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng young people na in-entrust mo po sa church namin. Starting po with all the children of our families here. Father, may they be raised up to be men and women of different spirit. They will rise above all the complaints and all the, Lord God, just this sinfulness, the compromise there is in this world. May they possess a character that is totally distinguish them from just the values of the world. And Lord, may you use our youth and all of us whenever we have an opportunity to influence and impact next generation, that Lord God, we would reach out, we would invest, we would take time to be able to win as many youth for the kingdom of God. After all you promise, you will pour out your spirit on young people. So Lord, we give you all glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God's people say, amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join the Victory Group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.